This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 907 WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday morning talk show. Tobinot in for Terry Tote, and alongside, once again, everybody's favorite Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. A little damp.
A little damp.
Yeah, we had a little precip on the way over here.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. It came down pretty good about 15 minutes ago around here.
Yeah.
The Wednesday morning talk show is brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home, and we have two unique guests with us this morning.
Two unique guests and Mickey.
And Mickey. Oh, yeah, we can't forget Mickey. Jerry and Ed Sirocco are with us. We are here promoting the Italian-American Days. Yes, Barron Festival season starts this weekend. We'll talk about it right after this. Hold on.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we invite you to visit our website at plummerfuneralservices.com. Since we first began, we've been dedicated to serving local families with the utmost respect and attention. Our website is just another step in bringing the very best in funeral services to this area. In addition to the most current obituary information, our website offers some basic pre-planning guidelines to help you begin the funeral planning process. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
It's 9:09, and you're listening to the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. Jerry and Ed Sirocco with us. We're talking about the Italian-American Days. We're also joined by Mickey Robinson. Yes, you have the mic. What? Yes.
I had to take away from Uncle Ralph.
Why is that?
We got a thing going now all of a sudden.
A thing
I
going.
I just wanted to make sure everybody realizes this is the 58th year that these guys have run this thing.
Well, not us.
Not us personally. Ed and I have been involved about 42 years in that, but the organization itself has been the 58th year for us.
Well, how did you get involved with Italian American Days?
We just moved up the inheritance line. Our father was very active in it, and we just kind of stepped in when we were 20 and 21 years old, and we've been doing it for like 42 years.
Wow. And time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially when you're having fun.
Exactly. And Italian American Days, it's all about fun, and I always like to say that it kicks off my fair and festival tour, because that's always our first stop on the tour is the Italian American Days, and it starts what, Friday
night at 4:30. It starts off with a fish fry, and then we have a band called Agent 99 that plays from 7:30 to 11:30. We have armbands for the kids for $18. So the kids can come out and ride from 6 to 10 o'clock for $18. I don't think you can beat that price at all.
Absolutely not. And
as many rides as they can get in. It's not just so many rides. That's they can get on. As soon as they get off a ride and get to the next one, they can get on that thing for $18.
And and the ride outlet, it's still the same year after year?
Swear Amusements, yes.
And they're good rides. And
yes.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Uncle?
No, I'm just sitting here listening.
You're just sitting here listening?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, so Agent 99, good local band.
Yes.
Good local band from Staunton, right.
Yeah.
Very good local band. And of course, then we move into Saturday, and the fun continues.
And Saturday, we've got something a little different this year. The Education Station out of Gillespie is going to host a fun walk and run at the Bunnell Ball Field, and that's Saturday morning, the 28th. And they're going to start at 9:30 in the morning with the one-mile walk, and then at 10:30, they're going to have their 5K and 10K running at, and then they're going to serve some brats and things like that, and that's all at the Bunnell Ball Field. And then we'll open again at our park at 4:30, and the ball field is just adjacent to the city park and that, so I mean, it's not where there's a lot of difference in it. And we have the Men and Heat Horn section out of Staunton, Illinois, that'll be playing for us again from 7:30 until 11:30 Saturday evening.
Men and Heat, that is a great band from Staunton.
They're very good.
Big crowd pleaser, too.
Have a lot of fun with those guys.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they enjoy the wine, too.
A couple of those guys are great guys to pick on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've got Men in Heat on Saturday. And then Sunday, I always say each fair and festival has something unique. Bunnell, Italian American Days has two things unique: bocce ball and free spaghetti.
And that all starts Sunday morning at 11 o'clock with the Bunyacow the Combo. We start serving spaghetti for free from 11 o'clock until 1:30 on Sunday. We also have armbands again for the kids from 12 until 4. Bocce ball sign-up starts at 12 o'clock at the beer tent, and that starts – the games actually start at 1 o'clock, and they go until dark or later sometimes in that.
I'm amazed, though, how many people show up for that tournament, for bocce ball. It has grown year after year.
And we never know how many. We go from anywhere from 48 teams to 64 teams to who knows what. So there's quite a few people that starting to get – and a lot of people just come down to play and don't even know the game yet. They just come down to have fun.
And this thing has kind of developed because I've noticed a couple clubs within the Benilde area in Staunton and even Monout, they're starting their own bocce ball leagues.
Right, right. Yeah, there's a men and women's league in Benilde on Thursday and Friday nights right now. And I'm not sure where else there are other places they also play now also. So it's a popular, fun sport to be.
What have you guys created with that?
Well, we didn't really create it. It's been around for a long time.
And then the free spaghetti, that's always a huge crowd pleaser.
Everything, you know, today you can tell it's Italian American Day weekend because it's raining outside
yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything we do is weather dependent. And hopefully we'll have enough prayers go out that we'll have a warm day on Sunday from 11 o'clock until 11:30. Again, we have an Avery Hill Band is playing from 3 until 7. Mm-hmm. And then the highlight of the evening will be the Smash Band out of St. Louis is going to come in and perform from 7:30 until 11:30.
That's a great band, Smash Band. Oh,
yeah. The big thing about the free spaghetti also is that it actually starts the week before because we have to get the sauce made because when you got to make that much sauce – and then we got to put it in the cooler and stuff and keep it all week. There's no going back. Once we start, we're there. So rain or shine, we're in the park.
And even rain or shine, because I think last year you had a little rain for the free spaghetti. Mm-hmm. You still had a great crowd coming out for it.
Yeah, we don't mind a little sprinkle. I don't think anybody minds a little sprinkle, especially if it says, like Uncle Ross is going to get the 90 Sunday or whatever. It'll cool off a little bit, but yeah. That 3-inch or 5, or a couple of years ago, we had, 6-inch rain that one day?
Yeah.
That kind of washed us out.
That got the spaghetti a little soggy.
Yes, it sure did.
So when do you start cooking spaghetti then?
We'll start, we'll be down at the park 7 o'clock Sunday morning to get things started, Nat. You know, it's kind of funny because, you know, a lot of people, and I always say this, is that they think you just wave a magic wand and everything's there, and you wave it and everything goes away. But, you know, there's a lot of hours involved, and we got a lot of good guys and gals, that are involved in the organization. And if it wasn't without them, along with people in the community helping us out, we would never be able to pull this off.
But you guys have done it long enough that, you know, it's a lot of work, but you put a lot of fun into it also.
Absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't be doing this if we weren't still having fun. I mean, once it becomes work, then it's time to go away, Annette. But right now, it's still a lot of fun, and we meet a lot of people that used to live in town that come back for that weekend, Annette, so we have a good time.
There was an email sent to, I'm not sure who, it got down to us somehow, a lady who said she used to come to Benilde for homecoming and for Italian American Day years ago, according to her. And she was talking about the centennial also and things that Benilde had a few years back. And those are kinds of things. Those are the memories. You know, you can go to Disney World, you can go to whatever. But when you go to your little hometown celebrations, you got little ethnic things that show up. You meet friends. You meet former classmates who come back to town. I think there's a class reunion, in fact, in Benilde, the class of 51 Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken. So there'll be a lot of them in town. You know, a lot of times people come and say, gee, I didn't know so-and-so was going to be here. It's just a fun thing to do in your hometowns to see these people. Like my brother said, the volunteer is a big thing.
And the Italian American Days, it brings a lot of people from the surrounding areas. I think people in Mount Olive, Staunton, they all look forward to it, and they know it's there.
We get a lot from the Springfield area and the St. Louis area that come down. A lot of the older Italian people still like to come down, and younger come down and play the bocce ball on a Sunday afternoon. A lot from the Taylorville area and Kincaid and that area there.
How many people put this together year after year?
We actively have 40 members in the organization that attempt to put this together year in and year out. But again, like I said, if we didn't have the volunteers from the community and like from the city of Benilde helping us out, we would not be able to pull this out.
Yeah, we don't really call volunteers. I mean, a lot of people come out and say, gee, I wish I could. If you want to help, just come out and tell somebody in the stand, hey, listen, I'd like to give you 2 hours, and you're fine. You're good to go. I mean, and they'll have fun out there doing it also.
And, of course, you gentlemen said you've been doing this for 40-plus years, and during that time you, I'm sure, have been successful in raising a lot of funds. And what basically do you do with your money after you have a Italian-American
Days?
Well,
we try to spend basically everything we make during the year. So if we have a good year, we can spend more. If we have a bad year, we kind of spend less because we have to keep some aside just in case. But we sponsor a number of things. We sponsor, for example, this year we bought an ad in the Bill Bunnell calendar they had. We helped the Bunnell Lions Club with a donation for their candy sales. At the local level, the school level, we take part in the Adopt-A-Class program. We take place in the GHS chorus. We buy an ad in the yearbook every year for the high school kids so they can keep the cost that down. We sponsor the Bloodmobile that comes into town. We also do post-prom donations. We give money to this Bunnell Cemetery, the Bunnell Library. The Lions Club and the Rotary Club, along with the Italian-Americans, sponsor the Easter Egg Hunt and the Halloween Parade. The Italian Club basically takes the lead on getting everything, but those two clubs help us pay for things. We also donate to the Cub Scouts organization. We planted flowers on Main Street this year. We go down and clean the park up, so along with the help this year for the city, a lot of help this year from the city, we paint the park and we put Christmas lights up at Christmas time, so we buy our own decorations, and then the organization puts them up and takes them down, and that's usually a thrill depending upon the weather. And then we also do memorials. If somebody that we know or one of the members, relatives, whatever, we make donations and memorials to different organizations or whatever in their name also. So we spend a lot of money throughout the area, and that's what we're there for. We're not just a social organization. We are an active organization that try to take care of a lot of different things.
They're the leaders in the Bunnell community, because when I came here in 88, I didn't realize what was going on. It took me about 8 years to find out. One other thing, he covered just certain things there. He does, I would say, the Italian-American Club, if it wasn't for them, we would not have a beautiful park like we have. They have the concrete walk in the park where the stages is. They help develop that and keep it up to excellent look, paints it every year. They also replace sidewalks when they have that little extra money from the city permission to do it. And then they also get into, we have a second pavilion in there that it's kind of getting a little starting to show wear and tear. And they were talking, making arrangements with the city to upgrade it to get a better look. And there's some work that has to be done in there.
You mentioned the park. How often, besides Italian-American Days and the Fall Festival, how often is that park used?
Well, actually, starting right now, and Mickey can tell you more, we start with our celebration, but then people have graduations out there, so parents can go out and rent the park from the city for graduations. Mickey has the Cole Country Chamber bands for, 7 or 8 weeks in a row?
8 Tuesday nights in June and July. We also have the dog show, the all-breed dog show in April there, Fall Festival in September. We have the Tour de Cole bike ride in there in September, so that's just the chamber things now.
Right,
and
right.
The Cub Scouts had their blue and gold banquet out there last Sunday and stuff like that.
So it's used quite a bit.
It's used quite a bit. It's a nice area. It's covered over. It's a shady area. It's a big area. So there's a lot of things you can do out there.
The park itself is one of my responsibilities as the chair on the Alderman. That's my committee there. The park is reserved this year so far over 100, and that's the first time we went over 100 this year. I mean, in any year. And the Civic Center is the same thing.
Right, right. I have to ask one thing. You moved to Bunnell in 1988. How did he get through the system and get in?
Well, we really don't consider him. He's still considered an outsider. He's got 20 more years to go before he becomes a chance to get in as a person.
Okay. I was just making sure. Yeah. Like 1980. Like,
yeah, no, he's still on the sidelines.
That must have been a bad day. You guys must have felt good. It's like, all right, Mickey, you're in.
You know, another one of the things, too, though, the Italian Club also, the members, like my brother said, there are 40 of us. We also try to help with anything that's going on in town. So, as I said, we put up the Christmas lights and take them down and do the Easter egg hunt and the Halloween parade. But last year, there was some work done at the cemetery. A number of guys went out and volunteered to help out at the cemetery as a donation. You know, if there's something going on, there's probably somebody from the Italian Club that's trying to get involved or willing to help out or whatever, which is true of a lot of organizations. I mean, small communities need organizations to keep alive.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
there's another thing, this last fall, if I remember correctly, the one Saturday, We had 15, 18, 20 volunteers showed up. Better and more than half of them were from the Italian Club that came in downtown, and we took out the old trees that were creating problems, cracking and breaking up the sidewalks, pull them out. Now we've got some different type of trees planted. They helped on that. So, I mean, they're involved in the community so much that I've never, ever seen a civic organization involved that they put back into the community. I'm plugging them, and I've seen it now, so I know I can do it.
And that's, I think, vital to a community's success, whether it's Bunnell, whether it's Staunton, Hillsborough, whatever. The community organizations have to work together and give back and help promote the city and do what they can to keep the city going.
Yeah, I mean, again, all you do is look at the state and how the situation with money. I mean, if you don't have smaller, and in Bunnell, we get a lot of support. Like I said, the Lions Club helps us, the Rotary helps us, the volunteer fire department. We call those guys. We had a rope breakout at the cemetery on the flagpole. I talked to some of those guys, and the next morning they were out there to put the rope back up on the flagpole so we could get that up. So there's a good working relationship, and that's what it takes in small communities anymore today. People in the communities have to get involved. You can't expect somebody else to do it all the time.
No.
You just got to go out and get involved, and that's what's going to keep the Stauntons and the Gillespies and Bunnells and Hillsboroughs and Litchfields and everybody going, because you can't depend on the state and anybody else anymore.
You're certainly right there. You can't depend on the state because the state is shaped therein. So organizations like yours are in Hillsboro, Litchfield, wherever. It's very important to keep them active and keep them strong, because this may be the difference between having these things and losing these things. It's just because you've got a group of dedicated people that's willing to work. And you mentioned another thing a while ago, excuse me, the cemeteries. I've had a little involvement with that. And I tell you what, gentlemen, a lot of these cemeteries are in real bad financial shape. They don't, because the cost of everything they have to do, like now, mowing season, and with all the rain, the grass, you mow it today and tomorrow you can't tell whether you mowed it or not. And it's just eating them alive to keep this thing going. So it's very important we help these groups out.
And along with that, the state's passed some new rules that cemeteries have to abide by. And again, in small towns, I don't know how small communities are going to afford to keep. That's one of the things, again, people like to walk through cemeteries. There's the history of your community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You walk through the cemetery. You can see pictures on a lot of the tombstones. You can see who people are talking about. Like I said, people come into town early. We don't start until later in the afternoon. But it's nice to walk through these cemeteries, take a look at your families or where they came from or where they're buried or whatever, things like that.
My wife and I did that yesterday evening. We went to the cemetery, and after we had placed the flowers on our family's graves, we just walked around, and it's amazing, all the beautiful flowers and stuff that people, dedicate to their loved ones who are no longer with us.
Speaking of the rain, everything set up okay out at the park now?
Well,
I mean, there's no delay? I mean,
problems? The rides are in the park, so, I mean, that's the big plus right there. So there won't be any ruts as of right now, anyhow. We, the Italian Club itself, has a lot of work still to do. We're down there every evening. And there's a lot of volunteers. We've got one guy that comes in from, it works, used to live in Bunnell. He works at Clemson University, and he's our designated painter. He comes in and does painting for us. If we didn't have Johnny helping us out, we would be in trouble.
I'll never forget, what was it, a couple years ago, we were doing our annual broadcast from Italian American Days, and we did it on a Sunday with this free spaghetti thing. And this kid got the plate of spaghetti and decided to challenge the zipper. The zipper won.
Oh,
it was just, I'll just leave it at that. Yeah. I'm like, it was funny. She stepped out and she's like, had this look, and I'm like, yep, five. I'm like, uh-oh. And the zipper won. I won't go anymore. Monday.
We start at noon, and we go until about 5:30 Monday evening. And again, we have armbands again from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock. So we've got armbands Friday night. Mm-hmm. From 6 to 10, $18. Armbands Sunday from 12 to 4, $18. And again on Monday from 1 to 5, $18 armbands. So again, we're trying to help the parents out as much as possible, because we know these rides are not getting any cheaper now.
Oh,
so
right.
You know, for $18, you can still possibly get a soda and a hot dog.
And we mentioned the free spaghetti, but there's other food items available. I think tortellini, bagna calda.
We've got homemade meatballs. We got tortellini, we got bagna calda, we got spumoni ice cream, we've got hamburgers, hot dogs.
Homemade salami sandwiches.
We got cod and whiting in the fish sandwich, in the fish stand, and then homemade salami also. And so we've got a wide variety of food there.
We also have a beer tent and soda available.
Amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Toby will probably be there to have a soda or two with us this
year. Yeah, he'll
year.
Check out
Sunday,
the...
So you have check, to,
that's right.
Stay tuned.
He'll check out the Pepsi.
That's right. That's right. I always make a point. If I'm on the air or I'm on the clock, I never drink. I always stick with iced tea or soda or
that's
water.
That's the way to be. That's how we are, too. When we make spaghetti on Sunday, we don't drink much.
Yeah. And he said that with a fairly straight face.
Yeah. I'll disagree
sons.
On that one. I'll disagree.
I have my two sons coming in from Chicago. They can't wait to get down here. They usually put on a pretty good show, too, along with Fly and Brad Miller.
you got him coming back this year again?
Yep.
How do you keep him under control?
Brad's a good guy. Brad's a hard worker. So is Fly. They do a lot. Like I said, we have a lot of guys. All you have to do is just call them. If you're an organization, you need something, you call, and I guarantee you one of those guys or somebody will be there.
And that's what makes it all a success.
That's right, and that's what makes it fun, because we have a good time when we're out there.
And that's always a main, that's always a plus, going out and having fun, and that's what fair and festivals are all about.
Exactly.
Keep your mind off the troubles for at least an evening or a weekend, and enjoy. And every weekend now, from here till, mid-September, October.
Be something going on somewhere.
Something's going on every weekend somewhere, someplace.
And
so
it's got to...
Yeah.
And as you look at gas prices right now, I mean, you know, it's a big issue. People can't go on vacations. The thing to do is to visit the little fairs around the different areas. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in your own communities or in your own area that you can visit and help everybody out. You can have a good time, and the money you spend goes back for good causes also.
We got a couple minutes left here. How long after, let's say, Monday, how long does it take you to book the bands and get stuff ready for next year?
We almost start immediately after the celebration's over with to make sure that we've got everybody under contract. So that's one worry out of the way in that. So, we start working on next year as soon as this year's ends.
There's a lot of things that go with it. The t-shirts, the towels, and everything. So, Jerry, Ed, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in, and look forward to seeing you guys this weekend at the Italian American Days. It's this Friday through Monday out at the Bunnell City Park. Can't miss it.
And don't forget, Monday is Memorial Day, which today they need to pay attention to also.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. Mickey, thank you for being under control today. I'm proud of you. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday morning talk show, brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Homes in Litchfield. For Terry Tote, I'm Tobin Ott. Uncle Ralph Niehaus, we'll see you next week. Earl is next.